إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, we continue with our series on deceptions of this life. And I remind myself and you of one of the biggest of those deceptions, which is the deception of the tomorrow. If you look at it, in this world, most of us, or all of us, we live for the tomorrow. Right from the earliest childhood, you tell your children, study well, because tomorrow, otherwise you will not have a good future. From there it starts. They are not studying for today. They are not studying to acquire knowledge today. They are not studying so that they will understand their own life today. They are studying for tomorrow. Right? Tomorrow what will happen? Will you get a job? Will you not get a job? And so on and so on. Similarly, when we do get a job, we are focused in our career. What are we focused on? Tomorrow. I must get a promotion. I must get a career. I must become the CEO of the company. I must own my own company. It's always tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Right? It's not to say, how can I do my job today extremely well? If you ask this question, then people will go, oh yeah, of course, absolutely, it depends on that. Forget all that. Top of the mind, what is there tomorrow? In your organization, then what do you contribute towards, and what does the organization contribute towards? Your retirement plan. When is that? Not now. Tomorrow. Right? Retirement plan, tomorrow. And this is a huge deception, because there is no guarantee that that tomorrow will come. Even the world accepts it. I mean, nobody says that your retirement plan is an absolute thing. It has to happen. You will retire. Nobody says. When you retire, no? they should actually say, if you retire. That would be more truthful and more correct. If you retire, because you might die before that. But it's not polite to say that. So therefore, we don't say, if you retire. We say, when you retire. When you retire, what will happen? This will happen, that will happen. You will have a house in the Bahamas on the beach, and you know, so on. So the whole issue is we are focused on a tomorrow about which there is no surety. A tomorrow which never comes. This is also one of the proverbs, the language where you say, tomorrow which never comes. What is the reality? The reality is that we need to be focused on today, not tomorrow. We need to be focused on today. What am I doing now? The salah that I am going to pray now, what should be the quality of that salah? What I just completed praying, what was the quality of that salah? We need to be focused on the here and now, not on this tomorrow. And why must we be focused on the here and now? Because the here and now is the only thing which we have in our hand. If you look at it, and if you divide our lives into three parts, what has passed, what we have present, and what is going to come. Out of these three parts, the only thing which we have in our control, in our hands, is what is with me now. Nothing else. What is going to come, we don't know. Maybe it's going to come, maybe it's not going to come. Maybe that will come, but I won't be there. What is past. Alhamdulillah, if it was good, alhamdulillah. If it was not good, alhamdulillah, because in any case, that's gone. Whatever it was, whether it's sadness, whether it is happiness, over. The reality is we need to focus on the now, the here and now. What is with me right now? How can I maximize the benefit of what I have? How can I get the maximum from this moment in my life? Because that is the only moment that I have. Only moment I have. And that is the reality. The reality is to focus not on the tomorrow, but on today. And if you focus on today, and that's the so-called great secret. If you focused on today, then the tomorrow takes care of itself. Like they say, focus on the pennies, the pounds take care of themselves. Similarly, focus on today, tomorrow takes care of itself. If you take it from the point of view of the dunya or akhirah, either way. Right. Focus on today. Focus on doing your job extremely well. Absolutely if you walk into your office and say to yourself before you walk into the office, today I will do like I have never done before. Today I am going to perform like I have never performed before. The absolutely the best before you walk into the office with that consciousness of the here and now, right now. When we stand in Salah, this Salah I am going to pray like I never prayed before. Never in my life. This Salah I am going to pray absolutely with complete and total khushu towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalas. The best Salah of my life. Which one? Now this one. Now imagine if all of these, I'm just giving you two examples, but if everything we do in our lives, if we do it like that, which is to say that this I am going to do, this action, maybe it's an action which I have done a million times before, but now I am going to do it like I never did it before. Then see, imagine the effect of that. If that one salah is accepted, inshallah, for our akhirah, this is enough. So that is why very important for us to focus on this and say, what is it that I can do, and focus on the here and now, not on the tomorrow. And why am I saying not focus on the tomorrow? Because the only way of affecting that tomorrow, either the tomorrow of this dunya or the tomorrow of the akhirah, for both of them, the only way to focus on that, the only way to ensure that that tomorrow is a good tomorrow is to focus on the today. So the deception of the dunya, dunya tells us focus on tomorrow. We say no, we don't focus on tomorrow, we focus on today, because today is the only thing that we have. Now, even in today, right now is the only thing I have. Even the whole of today I don't have. At least not yet. Maybe I will get it, maybe I will not get it. But just now I have. This particular moment I have. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to open our eyes to the importance of the life that He has given us, so that we use this life to the best of our abilities and we focus on the most important thing, which is the here and now, right now. And we try to do that to the best of our abilities and keeping only one thing in mind, which is, does this please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? There is nothing else which matters. The only thing which matters is, does this please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Everything else is trash. Everything else has no meaning. Does it please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? That is the only thing which matters. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts and give us this priority in our lives, so that we live every moment fully and completely here and now with this thing in mind, to say, I will do what pleases my Rabb and I will not do what does not please my Rabb. صلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.